Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Tonight's going to begin the sectional for Class 1A, sectional number 54. We'll mention the umpires working each dugout right now. They're looking at bats. They're looking at helmets, making sure everything is just in line. First time we've seen that happen this year. This is the postseason. Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A trying to go through the seven games, and only four teams are going to win all seven, and they'll win the state this year. We'll mention tonight's ball game going to feature the Attica Red Ramblers and the Central Catholic Knights. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights. They're at the top of the bracket. That makes them the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're going to occupy the first base dugout, and the Red Ramblers are going to be the home team in tonight's ballgame. They'll occupy the third base dugout. So the umpires checked out some bats, checked out some helmets. Didn't take them long. They were just checking them out kind of as a formality, but that's a good thing to do. So they're getting ready to have an umpire meeting, coaches meeting. It's 5:20 p.m. Both teams have had their allotment of 15 minutes on the infield. Attica began about 4:45. Central Catholic about 5 o'clock. Took to about 5:15. And the Knights are holding back. They're in helmets, so they are going to bat first. So we'll mention the home team, Attica Red Ramblers. They're going to go down there and throw in the bullpen area, get some warm-up tosses right there. We'll mention their pitcher tonight is going to be Lane Wilson. Lane Wilson wears number 34. Lane Wilson is a freshman by class. Lane Wilson wears number 34. We'll talk about his pitching. We'll mention he's got 26 2/3 innings under his belt this season. He's got an ERA of 9.71. He's got one win, one loss. This is going to be appearance number 13 for Mr. Lane Wilson. And we'll mention he's given up 43 hits, 58 runs. Only 37 of those runs were earned. He's walked 29 batters. He has struck out 34. He has faced 172 batters this season. He's thrown 623 pitches. So they're checking out lineup cards right there. Coach Bourdonnais, also there beside him. Coach Brian Driver from the Attica Red Ramblers. They're talking with the three umpires. They're going to use the three umpire crew, home plate umpire, kind of conducting the meeting there at home plate. And we'll mention, we welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. We are thankful for Mr. Robbie Kendall. Robbie Kendall, he's been there the whole time. He began audiosportsonline.net. First time I met Robbie Kendall, it was in 2003. He was covering the postseason for Hamilton Heights. I was about a ball boy right there. I mean, Dustin Shear was quarterback. They were out there getting warmed up, and I met Robbie Kendall. He was down out of the press box just shooting the breeze, and we talked a little bit. They became familiar with one another, and then the next game it happened again and again, and in 2004 did the same thing. So that's where I met Robbie Kendall, pretty quality guy. So if you want to check him out, he's on the radio, 93.1 WIBC, weekdays from 9 a.m. to noon. That's Robbie Kendall at the talk station. You can learn quite a bit by listening to that station. Robbie Kendall, pretty sharp guy. So they're introducing the lineups here momentarily. Coaches meeting still going on. And we'll mention a little bit about the Attica Red Ramblers. Attica Red Ramblers High School, they have a school enrollment of 170. They're Class 1A, sectional 54, going to play right here tonight at Central Catholic High School. First game tonight is Attica and Central Catholic, scheduled to start at 5:30 p.m. That's here on the 25th, on a Thursday. There'll be another Thursday evening game. That's going to be tonight. It's going to be North Vermilion in Covington. They'll play after this game. They're saying estimated time would be 7:30 p.m. I don't know if that'll happen, but it'll be close. And then we'll mention on Monday, teams will come back. The winner of Game 1, that's Attica or Central Catholic, will play against the winner of Game 2, that's either North Vermilion or Covington. Those two teams will play Monday, the 29th. On Memorial Day, they'll play at 11 a.m. And then the second game on Monday, the 29th, is going to be Riverton Park and Fountain Central. That ball game will begin at 1 p.m. Then the two winners will get together, and they'll come back and play at 7:30 on Monday, Memorial Day. They'll play in the evening, the 7:30 game for the championship of sectional number 54. So they're making the starting lineup right now. Dean Hart does a fine job behind the microphone. So they're missing right there. Attica in the field. They will be the home team. They'll defend first. And should be a good ball game tonight. Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun here in sectional 54. And we're going to stay at attention. We're going to have a female going to sing the anthem. Sophomore female. We'll set this down. Well done, sophomore, here at Central Catholic High School, blessing us with the national anthem. So the umpires, they get knuckles with one another. They're going to run right now, get loose, get ready for some baseball. They'll be all over the diamond. They'll be in A position. They'll be in behind third base. And then there's a runner on first base. The A position umpire will be at first base. Third base umpire will go to second base. And if a guy's not on first base, then they'll stay there with a position umpire and they'll be in behind third base with the other. So they're getting stretched out right now. We're going to see a left-handed pitcher. Left-handed pitcher on the rubber tonight, as mentioned, that's Lane Wilson. Lane Wilson, the pitcher, and we'll mention his catcher, just Seth Miller. Seth Miller wears number 22. At first base, it's number 9, Abe Remakulis. Abe Remakulis, that's R-E-M-A-K-L-U-S. At second base, it's number 3, Chase Sykes. Chase Sykes at second base. At shortstop, it's Dane Gorris. Dane Gorris wears number 10. At third base, number 24, Tristan Miller. Tristan Miller at third base. In left field, number 11, Braden Watkins. Braden Watkins at in the left field position, where number 11. In center field, number 2, as Kyler Stamper. Kyler Stamper is the one hitter for Attica. And in right field, number 8, Luke Blankenship. Luke Blankenship. I know a few Blankenships. Pete Blankenship, pretty good bowler. And a girl in my class, right there in fifth grade, Janelle Blankenship, back there at Arcadia Elementary. So they're going to throw one down second base. Pitch jumps in, pretty good arm on the catcher. That is Seth Miller. Throws a good ball down to second base. He's a pretty good-sized young man. Seth Miller wears 22. He's a member of the junior class. Will mention Attica does not have a senior on their roster. Stepping into bat, first batter in the ballgame. Leadoff batter is Caden Minnick. Here comes the first pitch, 5:30 on the dot. Outside edge, strike call. Lefty Lane Wilson going against left-handed batting. Caden Minnick was number 20. Turn in looking at signals. Here comes the wind, here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch in their inside half. Strike called. Count goes 0-2 to Minnick. Minnick gets to swing the bat. Here comes a whine in the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Working that face pitch. Pretty good control. Pretty good placement right there for the freshman pitcher. Lane Wilson. Tearing in looking at signals. Here comes a whine. Here comes a 1-2. The low going to be short hop. Going to get past the glove of Seth Miller. Go back to the screen. They'll pick it up with the in-the-hole batter. That's Ryan Schumer. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Minnick. Checks his swing. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Looking over the glove. Here comes the delivery. Outside, ball four. So Kate Minnick draws a walk after going down the count 0-2. So they'll bring the third base umpire over to B position. That's between second base and first base, deep in the grass here, lined up with the pitcher's mound, the dirt. Stepping in, Evan Dehmarts. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Wilson. They'll put a bunt down third baseline. Good bunt, fielded by third baseman Tristan Miller. He'll make the throw, but Dehmarts is safe at first. And Dehmarts picks up another infield hit with another bunt. So runners at first and second base. Stepping into bat is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter, does the catching in this ballgame. Out of the set, Wilson. First pitch to Schumer. Outside edge, strike called. Lane Wilson working that strike zone pretty good for a freshman. I tell you what, he's almost a sophomore. Might just call him a sophomore. He's through his freshman campaign pretty much. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Right below the kneecap. Strike called. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Ryan Schumer only needs one. Just 0-2. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. No pickoff. Second base. Back in there head first. Pretty good play right there by Wilson. And Dane Doris, the shortstop. Pretty close. Tate Minnick got back safely head first. Out of the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. For no pickoff move again, he'll throw it out center field. Threw it off target. He goes into center field, picked up by Kyle Stamper. He'll make a throw to third base. It's going to get by the glove, and he's going to be picked up by the foul fence by pitcher Lane Wilson as he backs up the play. So nice base runners move up 90 feet. Evan Dehmarts at second base. Cade Minnick at third base. No balls, two strikes. Ryan Schumer. Nobody out, top of the first inning. First game of sectional 54. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, he'll pop it to center field. Gonna tag at third base. Catch is made by Stamper. He'll bring the throw into third base. Tagging from third base is Kate Minnick. And Knights are on the board with a sacrifice fly off the bat of Ryan Schumer. Staying at second base is Evan Dehmarts. One out. One out here in the top of the first inning. My wife listening at home says it's coming in loud and clear. I'm going to ask her if she's hearing any wind resistance. Out of the set, in the batter's box, C.J. Bell. Swung on, he'll pop one foul, out of play. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell, the four-hitter for the Knights. That's right-handed. Step back in. Turn in looking at Sickles. Now out of the set is Lane Wilson. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one, center field. Going to move to his left. Going to come in. Couldn't make the catch. A difficult catch there for Kyler Stamper. And moving over to third base is Evan Dehmarts. T.J. Bell going to get credit for a base hit. So one out. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number three, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, sophomore athlete. Pretty strong young man. Playing a good left field. He'll play left field in today's ball game. Right-handed batter facing the lefty. Lane Wilson, peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. He'll check first base. Here's the pitch. Just above the zone, ball one. One ball, no strike, signals given. Coach Tim Bordenay at third base. Runners on the corners for the night. One run in. Top of the first inning, one out. Here comes a pickoff move. First base, nonchalant throw. Back easily is T.J. Bell. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. The check third base, now the set. Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Kane. Right across the dish, thigh highs, strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the first inning. Knights are the visiting team. They are in the top of the bracket. Here comes the pitch. To take a drive to left field, it's going to pop in there, foul, and it is a foul ball. Just foul, for about 15 feet foul down the left field line. Didn't get a lot of that. Had that been a fair ball, it would have dropped in for a base hit. One ball, two strikes. One out. Steps back in, taps the plate. Ball is live from the home plate umpire. Looking out of stretch, now the set. Lane Wilson, here comes a 1-2. Gonna foul this one right side out of play. Above the Knights dugout, hits the net. T.J. Bell was on his horse. He was heading to second base. The foul ball gonna bring him back to first base. Tyler Fox is on deck for the Knights. One ball, two strikes. Jackson King, straightaway stance. Riding in the batter's box, facing the lefty, Lane Wilson. Here comes a 1-2. Going to foul one again on the ground out in front of the Knights dugout. Let's stay in the box again with that 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Jackson King. Jackson King has 46 quality at-bats this season. Peering in, looking at signals, out of stretch, now the set. Here comes a 1-2. Swing and a miss, he'll go back to the dugout. There are two out. Fastball, outside half. Two outs in the inning, one run in for the Knights. Two hits thus far. Next batter to step in, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox back in the sixth position. He's going to play center field today. Pitcher on the mound today is going to be Brennan Robbins. Looking out of the set. First pitch when we pick off move. First base. He drops that foot about 45 degrees. There is no 45 degree rule in the rule book. It's according to the umpire. If he thinks he drops a step, drops that foot closer to the plate than first base, they may call a buck. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball. They're going to throw it to second base. Going to be too high. Going to get over the shortstop's head. That's Dane Gorris. Coming in to score second run of the ballgame is 24, Evan Jeanhart. So T.J. Bell takes off with second base. Throw comes in from Seth Miller. Goes into shallow center field. Picked up by Kyle Stamper. Two outs. One ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox batting. T.J. Bell at second base. Here comes the pitch. The old ground ball foul. Left of third base. Coach Bordenay elects not to try to snag it with that bare hand. It was moving. Count goes 1-1. Outfield coming straight away. And the whole T.J. Bell on now with Chase Sykes. The second baseman, he's going to hover. Here comes the pitch. going to get hit by a pitch. Tyler Fox might have got him on the inside of that left knee. We'll hope he's okay. He's kind of gimpy. He's going to do some walking here. He'll walk on past first base. Tyler Fox, he's kind of a fragile guy anyway. Tyler Fox, we'll miss him. He's been hit by a pitch. That's number 6 on the season. 6 hit by pitches. Tyler Fox is at first base. Runs at first and second. Fox at first. Bell at second. First pitch comes in. Hit. Going to go to center field. Going to come in and try to make a catch, and he will. That was off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein drives his first one to center field, and it's caught by Tyler Stamper for out number 3. I will mention the wind is blowing straight in. Straight in from center field. And the Knights pick up 2 runs in the top of the first inning. And we'll mention Attica Red Bamber's going to bat in the bottom half. We'll talk a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights have an enrollment of 296. Right here, Class 1A, Sectional 54. We'll mention the principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdieu. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Sarah Igo is going to have her first child. Going to be a little girl. Expecting her at about August the 1st. And we'll also mention Central Catholic Knights. Their location, 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web at lccathletics.com. On Twitter at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams. They have an east and a west, and the east is Western, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Lewis Cass. In the west is Central Catholic, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, West Lafayette, Rensselaer Central. The Knights are currently 18 wins and 11 losses. They finished 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference. Their head coach is Tim Bourdieu. Tim Bourdieu is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. He's coaching in year number 26 this year at Central Catholic. He's going to coach 32 years overall. So they get the ball back in the glove of Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins wears 33. He's got 25 2/3 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 9. This is start number 8 for Bryn Robbins. 132 batters he's faced. He's thrown 453 pitches. Stepping in first batter for the Red Ramblers, number 2, Tyler Stamper. First pitch comes in high and away for ball 1. Bryn Robbins has a win-loss record of 2 wins, 3 losses. He's given up 35 hits. Here comes the second pitch to Stamper. He's going to take a drive and a drop and then take that back. Shallow is going to be caught the back of the dirt right there at second base. Hudson Gutwein makes the play. There's 1 out in the bottom of the first inning. Bryn Robbins, will mention, 35 hits he's given up. 27 runs he's given up. 23 were earned. He's walked 15, struck out 17. And he's hit 2 batters along the way. First pitch, strike, outside edge, knee high. In the batter's box is right-handed batter, Dane Gorup. Here comes the pitch. A bit tall, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Dane Gorup in the batter's box. Right-handed batter. Turn in, look at the signals. It's Bryn Robbins. Here comes the pitch. So short off the glove, going to get by it. Schumer going to go back to the screen. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Steps back in. A little bit of an open stance. Dane Gorup. Right-handed batter's box facing the righty. Bryn Robbins. Pitch comes in a bit tall. Count goes 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. Turn in, looking at signals out of the windup. He Here comes the wind and the 3-1. Outside edge, strike call. Count goes full. 3-2. Brent Robbins peering in, looking at signals. 1 foot on the rubber. Here comes the pitch. The 3-2. Outside low, ball 4. Jogging down the first base is number 10, Dane Gorris. So we'll see the three hitter for the Attica Red Ramblers. Number 22, Seth Miller. Seth Miller does the catching. The step in, bat right-handed. There's an open stance, close on the approach, working from the stretch. Now the set. Brennan Robbins with that triple set. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike call. No balls, 1 strike, bottom of the first inning. Red Ramblers have the second batter aboard. Dane Gorris drew a walk out of a sad pickoff move, first base. About a B move, about a B minus. Not everything right there. Brent Robbins trying to get loose with the first baseman, T.J. Bell, working out of set. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch right in there for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. Seth Miller yet to swing the bat. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Brennan Robbins. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Miller. Ground ball, third base, Mikey Stapleton. He'll go to first or second base. They'll get a double play. They'll get out of the inning. Mikey Stapleton to Hudson Gutwein and over to T.J. Bell and Knuckles all around. So the Knights get out of the inning. So no runners left on base, no hits. We'll go to the top of the second inning. And we'll go ahead and finish. Attica Red Ramblers. Red Ramblers, their principal at Attica High School is David Jensen. The athletic director is Tom Lathrop. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports. Appreciate her taking my phone call. And that's Angie Powers. We'll remind you, Attica High School is located at 211 East Sycamore Street, Attica, Indiana, 47918. You can dial them up at 765-762-7000. On the web, it's RedRamblers.com. That's Attica, RedRamblers.com. On Twitter, at Red_Ramblers. They wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. There are 8 teams in the Wabash River Conference. They are Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Seeger, South Vermilion. Attica Red Ramblers are currently 6 wins, 19 losses. They're in the Wabash River Conference. Their head coach is Brian Driver. We'll mention the next game on their agenda. May be Monday, the 29th. Winner of Game 1 here today will play the winner of Game 2 on Memorial Day at 11 a.m. So they're going to play today, and then they're going to come back. They're going to have a whole weekend off. They're going to have 3 days off. They're going to come back, finish the tournament on Monday. Stepping in, Brent Robbins. First pitch from Wilson, inside a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Brent Robbins does the pitching. Pitcher of record, right-handed batter. Here comes a left-handed pitch from Lane Wilson. He's going to pop it up to left field. It's going to be called for by the shortstop. Coming in, trying to make the play to the center fielder, Kyle Stamper. And the ball hits the surface. That ball was winding right there in the wind. Said we went a little further. The wind brought it back in. It's about like Chicago Wrigley Field. So Brent Robbins going to get credit for a base hit. Ball hit the surface. Didn't get touched by a glove. And then he's a runner at first base. Courtesy runner is going to be Gavin Buttel. Gavin Buttel is going to run for Brent Robbins. Out of the set. First tip and try to bunt it. Pitch comes in high. Snap throw to first base from Seth Miller. to Abe Remakowicz, sitting back to safety there, is Gavin Bucel. Biff comes in a bit tall. Ball one, stepping back in, batter's box, Mikey Stapleton. He started that double play in the bottom of the first. Pitch comes in, hit by pitch. Got him on the chest. Skim's on by. He's in pretty good shape. He's going to jog down to first base. Mikey Stapleton has been hit by pitch two times now this season. Stepping in, look at Sigel first. First batter of the lineup for the Knights. He is the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. Knights are the visiting team. So runners at first and second base. Kate Nate batting left-handed batter's box. Peering in, out of the stretch, playing Wilson, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Squaring the bunt, ball's outside, pulls the bat back, ball one. Kate Nate looking at singles. Kate Nate has played in 24 games. The Knights have played 29. Peering in, looking at singles. Lane Wilson out of a stretch. Now the set, he'll check first base. First baseman up on the lip of the grass, Abe Remakowicz. Going to put a bunt down third baseline, it's going to go foul. Right across the line, it wasn't foul by much. Got about 60 feet down the third baseline, ended up a foul ball. So, Kate Minniger comes back to the plate, pick up his bat. A one ball, one strike count. Kate Minnick has pitched 24 games under his belt. Kate has been hit by pitch twice on the season. 75 plate appearances, 62 at-bats. Kate Minnick batting 290 on the season. He's been climbing that average. Here comes the pitch. Squaring the bunt again. Let it go by. Going to short hop. Going to get off the glove there. Seth Miller. It'll veer to his draft and up, pick it up out in front of the Attica dugout. So Knights move up 90 feet. Two balls, one strike. Kate Minnick might have the option to swing away here. Coach Bordenay gave a couple signals. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. Knights in front, 2-0. Out of the set, Lane Wilson. Let's check second. Here comes the pitch. They'll take a drive. It's going to be a fair ball. It's going to go down. It's going to be in the corner right there. He'll pick it up right to the warning track. Kate Minnick is going to have a triple, and he'll clear the bases, pick up two RBI. Pretty good stroke. Left field line. Kate Minnick ends up at third base. Kate Minnick on the season picks up triple number two. Kate Minnick, two triples on the season. Kate Minnick picks up RBI number 12 and 13. Stepping into bat, Evan Dehart. First pitch to Dehart. Swung on. Foul ball. Going to get him off the leg in the box. Probably didn't hurt him a whole lot. Sometimes you got to sell it. Because sometimes the umpire can't tell it hit the foot. And you got to kind of show him that it did. You don't want to lie, but you definitely want him to see it. You call a foul ball. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Wilson. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, one strike. And a step back in. Runner at third base is Kate Minnick. Got himself there with a natural triple. Stand-up triple at third. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Dehart. Inside low, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Signal given. Third base coach Jim Bordenay as the wind blows in. Working out of set, Lane Wilson. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Dehart. Outside tall, ball three. Dehart got himself aboard with that bunt, first time at the plate. Finds himself with a 3-1 count. Might have a good pitch to hit right here. Pitch comes in, outside edge, calls it a strike. Going to keep Dehart in the box there. Looked like he was going to take a ball four, but the umpire disagreed. Three balls, two strikes. From the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Tied for ball four. So Dehart is aboard twice. He's been at the plate officially one time. He's got a base hit. A bunt on the infield. Next batter going to step in for the Knights is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. He's played in all 29 games. Ryan Schumer has also been hit 6 times this season, hit by pitch. Peering in signals. Now the set of check first base. First pitch to Schumer. Way outside, ball one. Ryan Schumer, he's been played appearances entering this game, 111. Official at-bats, 81. He's batting 395 in 29 games. Out of the set, here comes the pitch, taken off the second base. Dehart, he'll land there standing. Seth Miller fakes the throw to second base, looks at third. Kade Minnick getting back in a hurry. So Knights have runners at second and third base. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer, the three hitter for the Knights. Batting lefty, facing the lefty, Lane Wilson. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in high for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Knights have runners at second and third base. Dehart at second, Kade Minnick at third, out of the set. Here's a pitch from Wilson. Outside of ball. Down goes 3-1. Ryan Schumer looking for a good pitch. 3-1, Lane Wilson. He wants to stay in the kiln. It'll have to be a strike. Out of the set, he'll check second base. Here comes the 3-1. Gonna pop one up on the infield, called for by the shortstop, Dane Gorris. As that wind moves that ball, probably 60 or 70 feet, close to the third baseline. It started out right up to shortstop position. So the Knights have one out. One out here in the top of the second inning. Runners at second and third, stepping in. Number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, he's played in 27 games for the Knights. He's been hit by pitch 4 times. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Wilson. Outside, tall, ball one. T.J. Bell, 3 appearances on the season. He has 90. He has 70 official at-bats. He's batting 257. The batting average is on base percentage is 409. Out of the set, Lane Wilson checks second. Here's a pitch. Swung on, base hit to left center, right over the shortstop's head. Going to get an RBI. Going to get 2 RBI. He's going to land at second base. T.J. Bell with a couple of RBI. He's at second base now with a double. One out in the inning. Jackson Kane going to step in. Jackson Kane. It's T.J. Bell with 23 RBI on the season. T.J. Bell picks up a double, number 5. 5 doubles, and Isaac Seppinger is going to jog out, going to run for T.J. Bell. So Seppinger is at second base. Stepping in, Jackson Kane. Let me call that E7, so he's not going to get credit. T.J. Bell is going to get deported. But no credit. It was an E7. They're going to be unearned runs. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Jackson Kane. Second time at the plate. First time, walked back to the dugout. Peering in, looking at singles. Now out of the set. Lane Wilson. Second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on to foul one. Out of play. Straight back. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter, facing the lefty. Lane Wilson. Lane Wilson, number 34. pretty good pitching outing, I'll say, for a freshman doing a fine job. Out of the stab, here comes the pitch. Swung on. He'll pull it severely. He'll pull it to third base dugout off the screen. Got around on that one in a hurry. Down goes 1-2. 1-2. Isaac Seppinger is at second base doing the running for T.J. Bell. One out. We're in the top of the second inning. Out of the set, here comes a pitch from Wilson. Swung on, a stroke one to left field. Is it going to be fair? It's not. Yes, foul. That wind taking it foul. It was a solid stroke right there off the bat for Jackson King. He'll jog back to the bat. He'll pick it up. So 1-2. Jackson King with a pretty good stroke right there. The wind pushed it foul. Halfway out in the grass down the left field line. So ball's made live. Here and in looking at signals. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Lane Wilson. Here comes the 1-2 to Jackson King. Going to short hop the glove. Going to go back to the screen. Seth Miller going to find it. He'll go down back and pick it up. And Seppinger makes his way to third base. So Covington has arrived and sitting in the stands right here, down near, right behind home plate. They're occupying about the first three rows of seats. And I think at the other side of the North Vermilion, they're here. So they're watching the ball game. So they'll play in game two. The Saints are going to start about 7:30. But that means nothing. Here comes the pitch. High and a ball. Down goes 3-2 to Jackson King. Jackson King, right-handed batter, steps back in, taps the plate. 3-2. Lane Wilson, out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on, you take a stroke to the left field. It's going to be catchable, and it's caught in left field by Braden Watkins. Jackson King got a lot of that one. That was somewhat of a low elevation type of hit, but a good play in left field by Braden Watkins. There's one out, two outs here in the top of the second. Next batter will step in for the ninth. Number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox has played in 24 games. Working out a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Fox. Breaking pitch finishes high, ball one. Tyler Fox, as mentioned, he got hit by a pitch first time at the plate. He's okay, batting righty, facing the lefty, Lane Wilson. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Count goes 2-0. Tyler Fox, played appearances on the season, 67. Official at bats, 58. And climbing, he's batting 241. Here comes the pitch. Get a foul one, right side, out of play. Tyler Fox batting 241 in that right-handed batter's box. His on-base percentage is .323. He got 14 hits, 9 are singles, 5 are doubles. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-1 to Fox. Inside and tight. Right there, the count goes 3-1. As the Knights dugout says, wear it. I don't think Tyler Fox wants to wear it. Not voluntarily, anyway. 3-1. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 3-1. He'll take a full cut. He'll go back to the screen. Foul ball. Isaac Seppinger is at third base. He is the only base runner presently for the Knights. Stepping back in. 3-2 count. Tyler Fox. 2 out. Top of the second inning. Knights have 4 runs in here in the top of the second. He'll take a foul ball back to the screen. Healthy cut. Count remains 3-2. On deck is Hudson Jugwine. stepping back in, Tyler Fox, working from a stretch, peering in, looking at signals, Rain Wilson, his catcher, Seth Miller, gets him the pitch. He's going to get hit by a pitch again. He's going to shrug it off. He's going to jog down to first base. Might have got him on the side of the tricep, somewhere there, left tricep, left arm. He's a right-handed batter. So he's high and inside. He'll get hit second time. He's at first base now. Still at third base is Isaac Steppinger. Stepping in the back, Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein hit one to center field. And caught first time up. Here comes the first pitch to Hudson. Pitch comes in. Strike called right across the dish. Just step out of the box and look for signals. Coach Bournet gives a couple of signals. Steps back in. Right-handed batter, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, sophomore athlete. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Taking off for second base is Tyler Fox, head first slide, no throw, safe at second base. Nobody told him to stand up, so he slid. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Lane Wilson checks third base. Now out of the set, here comes a 1-1 pitch to Gutwein. Right across the dish, knee high. Lets it go by, strike home. One ball, two strikes. Gutwein, peering in, looking at the signals. Lane Wilson, now out of the set. Becomes a 1-2 pitch to Hudson Gutwein. Going to strike him out. Going to say, inside edge. Going to walk back to the dugout. And the Knights pick up 4 runs in the top of the second inning. So, attitude, Red Ramblers. Let me go to the plate. Go back in the bottom half. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, she's a secretly 21 real estate lady, and she works at Sheets Company. That's just in to Marion County, right across 96th Street. She's a real estate agent, a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20-plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens, rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, 317-513-4086. So let's go down to second base. Let's go step in. It's number 11, Braden Watkins. Braden Watkins stepping in for Adkins. Braden left field. Where's number 11? First hit from Robbins. Outside edge, cold strike. Step back in, 0-1 count. Braden Watkins, right-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No ball, two strikes. Braden Watkins is the four-hitter for the Attica Red Ramblers. We're here from the windup, Bren Robbins. Here's the wind, here's the 0-2. Swing and miss. A jog back to the dugout. There's one out. The next batter will step in. For Attica, is going to be number 8, Luke Blankenship. Luke Blankenship playing right field in today's ballgame. Batting lefty. Turn in, look at the signals. Here comes the first pitch from Bren Robbins. Strike called inside half. knee high. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Here comes the line from Robbins. Outside and tall, ball one. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Infield, regular depth. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. Two balls, one strike. See the five hitter. Number 8, Luke Blankenship, plays right field for the Red Ramblers. Looking from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Swung on, going to pop one up on the infield. Bren Robbins is going to call for it. Ball is going to move on him a little bit. He comes in, makes the play. Bren Robbins pretty much used to catching fly balls. He's a pretty good center fielder. So, two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Next batter going to step in, number 24. He is the sixth hitter. That's Tristan Miller. Tristan Miller plays third base for Attica. First pitch from Robbins. Outside half, knee high, strike called. So stepping back in, Tristan Miller. Here's a line from Robbins. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Robbins can step back behind rubber, step back on. One foot on, one foot off. Got that right foot on the rubber. Here comes the pitch. The pop one back, out of play. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. He's on his way to first base. Let's step back in. 1-2 count. Turn in, look at his signals. Here comes a wind and the 1-2. Outside a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Working the wind up, stepping back in. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll jog back to the dugout. Knights are out of the inning. And at the end of two, complete. Knights, 6. Red Ramblers, 0. We'll mention a little bit about this game. We'll talk about the ball game. We'll talk about the Indianapolis 500. That Indianapolis 500 is going to happen this weekend. It's going to be Sunday, the 28th. That happens to be my wife's birthday. I won't mention what birthday number it is. But she's pretty psyched on this birthday. She went last night to Bible school. I should say Bible class. The lady, she got a lot of gifts bestowed upon her last night. She brought them back home, and we could hardly walk around. There were so many of them. But we'll also mention that Indianapolis 500. The honorary pace car driver, if you didn't know, for the 107th Indianapolis 500, it's going to be Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton, he's a rookie for the Pacers. That guy is good. He's going to drive the 2023 Corvette pace car. I'm kind of wondering, you know, that pace car gets up over 100 miles per hour. I know last year it was Sarah Fisher driving the car. I felt pretty comfortable with her driving since she's a former lady that ran in the race. I'm thinking Halliburton might take a shotgun seat and let somebody drive it that might need to drive it. I don't know. We'll find out. We just hope that he can drive it straight. You know, because you got to come back out and drive that on yellow flag. So he's not done just for the first lap. We'll hope that's a safe race. Stepping in the back of the Knights, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins stepping in. Back in the 8th spot. First pitch from Wilson. Going to take a drive to center field, right at him. Going to get good catch. Had to reach up over his head. Nice catch by Tyler Stamper. And Bren Robbins kind of disappointed right there. Bren Robbins had a pretty good stroke. And that wind kind of held it up. So stepping into that for the Knights is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton stepping in. 16 games under his belt. first pitch inside half called strike. That's about like the strike three pitch he took first time up. No balls, one strike. Tearing in, looking at signals out of windup. Lane Wilson, a long set. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball misses away. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Mike Stapleton has 35 plate appearances, 28 at bats, on base percentage of .226. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch, finishes high, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Stapleton has four hits on the season. They're all singles. Here comes the pitch to Stapleton. He'll take a stroke, left side, foul ball, back to the, over there by the bullpen area. Mikey Stapleton, I think first time at the plate this year, here at Gordon Remy. I think he hit a home run foul down the left field line. Pitch comes in, high and away, ball three. Kemp goes 3-2. Mikey Stapleton can step back in. He got two RBIs. He has scored 8 runs. Here comes the pitch. Short off the glove, Seth Miller, good stop. Mikey Stapleton draws a walk. So Mikey Stapleton at first base. One out on the night. Stepping into bat once again is Caden Minnick. Several signals given to Coach Bordenay. Mikey Stapleton on the season. He's got 8 stolen bases. He is yet to be thrown out. Here comes the pitch. Inside half, inside edge. That was tight. Called a strike on Caden Minnick. No balls, one strike. Caden steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch is Lane Wilson. Now out of the set. Checks first base. Here comes the pitch. Outside, low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Let's step back in. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter's box. Facing the lefty, Lane Wilson. Out of the set, here comes the 1-1 pitch. It comes in just above the zone. Outside half, but just above the zone, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Lane Wilson, out of the set, checks first base, Hudson Gutwein. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Caden Minnick, tell what that guy has, 20-20 vision. He can pick up the spot, get the ball or a strike right out of the hand. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Outside half, called strike, let it go by. Caden Minnick, 3-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Long peer, now set. He'll check first base. Here comes the 3-2 to Minnick. Going to be a pickoff move. Taking off early is Stapleton. He's going to make it to second base as the ball caroms. Goes into shallow left field. It's picked up by the center fielder, Kyler Stamper. That's a left-handed pickoff move. I think Mikey Stapleton was on his horse. I think Mikey Stapleton thought that the pitch was going to the plate. It's stepping off in front of the rubber. Lane Wilson had to throw it to first base, and then they had to throw it to second. Mikey Stapleton there easily. Pitch comes in tight, he'll be hit by pitch. Gonna graze right off the uniform there, Caden Minnick, and he'll jog over to first base. Caden Minnick hit by pitch, number 3 on the season. So stepping into the bat for the Knights, number 24, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart hits on the season. He has 28 hits on the season. He thought about a punt there. He pulled a bat back, ball one. 28 hits on the season. Dienhart stepping back in. One ball, no strikes. Out of the set, Lane Wilson. Here's the pitch. Going to put a bunt down. It's going to go skyward. It's going to be caught by the catcher. He's disappointed. He's going to walk back to the dugout. pretty easy catch for Seth Miller behind the dish. So two outs here in the top of the third inning. Knights have two aboard, first and second base. Jake Minnick at first base. Hudson Gutwein at second base. In the batter's box, Ryan Schumer. First pitch to Schumer. They'll take a drive, right center field. Going to back up the center fielder. He's going to make a catch on the warning track in left center. Nice catch there. He tracked that one down. Tyler Stamper. And Ryan Schumer gives the ball a ride with the wind blowing in. So the Knights couldn't get a run in the third inning. They leave two aboard. They'll play defensively here in the bottom of the third inning. We'll also mention in a sad note, Tina Turner. Tina Turner, no. She passed away yesterday. I tell you what, that lady can sing. And back in 83, I think it was, Bryan Adams and Tina Turner, they did that duet. I think it's Only Love and That's All. Check it out. But I'm sure Bryan Adams will speak about Tina Turner tomorrow at the Indianapolis 500. The Indy 500 tomorrow is going to be the carburation day. I think 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Bryan Adams going to sing right here in solo style. I think going to lead off about 3:30. Then I'm sure Bryan Adams will speak nicely about Tina Turner. Tina Turner, when she was born, I found this out last night on the news. Her name, when she was born, Anna Mae Bullock. Anna Mae Bullock, Tina Turner. She left her yesterday, and she's got now, we know that. And she spent her final years on Earth in Switzerland. Tina Turner, I tell you what, that lady. Not to say in a bad way, but she's a good-looking lady. Tina Turner. She has her own style of singing. And I'm kind of hoping they'll play some Tina Turner today at the ball game. So stepping into bat, wearing number 34, the seven hitter, Lane Wilson. Lane Wilson, he is the pitcher in today's ball game. Right-handed batter, stepping in. Working from the windup, Brent Robbins, first pitch to Wilson. Swing and miss. No balls, one strike. Lane Wilson looking at signals. Gets a hand clap signal from head coach Brian Driver. Out of windup. Second pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes 0-2. Lane Wilson on the season. He's got an on-base percentage of 306. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. So 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No signals given. The step back in. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll walk back to the dugout. There's one out in the bottom of the third inning. Next batter will step in for Attica. The eight hitter. Where's number nine? Abe Remakulis. Abe Remakulis plays first base. Another right-handed batter. There comes a wind and the pitch. He's squared a bunt. Going to call a strike. I think he pulled the bat back. His outside edge called strike. Looking at signal. Coach Driver. Signal given. Working from the windup, Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Abe Remakulis. Here comes the pitch from Robbins. Outside low. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Covington utilizing the batting cages. Might hear some popping. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And catch it above ground. Ryan Schumer is working around the horn. Two out here in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping into bat, the nine hitter, number three, Chase Sykes. Chase Sykes plays second base. First pitch from Robbins. Tied for ball one. Chase Sykes wears number three. Attica has seven freshmen on the team. They have three sophomores, two juniors, and as mentioned, zero seniors on the ball team. Pitch comes in, low and away. It's shorthop stop by Ryan Schumer. Two balls, no strikes to Chase Sykes. Chase Sykes, number three, back on the rubber, working the windup. Glenn Robbins, the 2-0 pitch, high for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Brent Robbins going to try to climb back in the count. Right here in the batter's box. Chase Sykes, here's the pitch. Outside half, knee high, strike called. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Here's the wind and the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Count goes 3-2. Chase Sykes, right-handed batter's box. Chase Sykes on the season, batting 206. Here comes the pitch. Outside and low, ball four. Sykes jumps in the first base. Proceed to one hitter once again for Attica. Number two, Tyler Stamper. Tyler Stamper has been busy in center field. Tyler Stamper will step in. He got 77 plate appearances, 55 at bats. He's played in 22 ball games. He's a left-handed batter. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Here's drive one to right field. To the back up, Caden Minnick. He'll go clear towards the foul line, and he'll make the catch in fair territory. So the Knights are out of the inning. No errors on the Knights. One left on base, no hits. And the Knights will bat in the top of the fourth inning after three complete. Knights 6, Red Ramblers 0. And we'll mention a little bit about our sponsorship. We are thankful this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's in rural Atlanta, Indiana. That's RentalFarmEquipment.com. And inside Rental Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon, you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. Titus Bakery and Deli. And then we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, you can find them right there on Highway 31. And we'll mention their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. So we'll mention, you can stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery in Deli. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, number 18, T.J. Bell. Working from the windup, Lane Wilson, first gets the bell. Back for a curveball. Wind picked up right there. The ball went high above the catcher's head back to the screen for ball one. Steps back in. Here comes the wind and the pitch from Wilson. Full swing, foul ball, around home plate. Now, home plate umpire picks it up. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. T.J. Bell has played in 27 games. 90 played appearances, 70 at-bats. That's entering the ballgame today. Batting 257. Here comes the pitch. Inside, tight. Ball three. He's going to step back in. He's going to look for a good pitch. 3-1 count. They say that is the hitter's count. Because if the pitcher wants to stay in, he's got to bring a strike. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Foul ball back to the screen. Just underneath the baseball. Count goes full. 3-2 to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell batting at 257 right here in the batter's box. 409 on base percentage. We're going to wind up. Here comes a 3-2. Inside and tight. Ball four. So T.J. Bell going to jog down to first base. Coach Bournet going to call for another runner for T.J. Bell. Going out there is Lucas Gerke. Number 10 for the Knights, Lucas Gerke, jogs out. He's a sophomore. 6'1", 155. Lucas Gerke steps in. We'll mention Lucas Gerke on the season. He has one stolen base, has not been thrown out. Pitch comes in and takes it the other way. Jackson King, I think of the right field, having to move a good distance there, but makes the catch. Luke Blankenship retires. Jackson King hit that in the head of the wind, and it blew and blew and blew, and it moves. Blankenship from right to left, but made a good play on the ball. They say we're going to get just... The wind is going to gust this season to say 25 miles per hour. It's going to sustain 15 or 20. I believe it. Now the dead first pitch, Tyler Fox, in there for a strike. Tyler Fox has been on base both times. Tyler Fox hit by a pitch, I believe, both times. Working from the stretch, now the dead, Lane Wilson. Check first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tyler Fox goes down the count, 0-2. No ball, two strikes. They go get him. Coach Bournet running at first base for the Knights is Lucas Gerke. Has a pretty good lead there. Just step back a step. Out of the stretch, here comes set. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Steph Miller in the transfer from glove to throwing hand. Lost the possession of the ball. Safe at second base, but no throw is Lucas Gerke. So Gerke at second base. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Lane Wilson checks second base. Here's the pitch. Swing and miss. Tyler Fox and John back to the dugout. There are two outs here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein is the seventh hitter for the Knights here in today's ballgame. Hudson Gutwein, 23 games under his belt, varsity level, and 225, 360 on base. First pitch across the plate. Right about right below the zone, I should say. Strike called. No balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein. Making good contact with the bat. Out of the set, Lane Wilson. Here comes the pitch. Gonna foul one right side, out of play. Right there with the crowd. Guy right there, kind of protective. Lane in, a good thing. So no balls, two strikes. Runner at second base, Lucas Gerke. Here comes the 0-2. Down the third baseline, going to be a fair ball off the glove of Tristan Miller. Coming in from second base is Lucas Gerke. Lucas Gerke is safe at the plate. Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
I had a phone call there. My brother-in-law he dialed me accidentally. So, runner at second base, batter's box, Brent Robbins. Here comes a pitch. Strike called. Breaking pitch. At second base is Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein with an RBI. Down the third baseline. Working from the strand set. Here comes the pitch. Number pickoff move, second base. Back in there standing up is Gutwein. Throw taken by second baseman Chase Sykes. No balls, one strike. Two outs. Working from the set. Lane Wilson. Here's the pitch to Robbins. Going to foul one back to the screen. 0-2 count to Brent Robbins. Brent Robbins, a junior class member. Brent Robbins, 5'10", 195. Doing the pitching in today's ballgame. He plays center field for the Knights. Out of the set, here comes the 0-2. Outside of ball. One ball, two strikes, steps back in. Got a duck on the pond at second base for Brent Robbins. Viewing it in out of the set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Caught for out number three. Good hang right there. Catcher Seth Miller. Stayed right there, caught that foul tip. Get some medium five down there, the bench. The Knights come up with one run. In the top of the fourth. Attitude going to bat, bottom half. We'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports, they're located 408. At South Main Street, downtown Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can dial them at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. We'll make sure we have gun sniffing and repairs right here. They're welcome at Target Sports. They buy, sell, and trade. They have new and used certified gun sales. Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Yes, that's safe practice shooting. Always spoken at Target Sports. That's downtown Sheridan. Knights going to come out bottom of the fourth to put a new pitcher on the rubber. It's going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, a left-handed pitcher, getting some warm-up tosses right now. Getting ready to pitch to Attica in the bottom of the fourth. We're making Keaton Brooks on the season. He's got 49 and a third innings. He's got the most innings under his belt of any pitcher on the Knights. We'll mention this is appearance number 10. He's faced 217 batters. He's thrown 715 pitches. Keaton Brooks has a record of 5 wins, 2 losses. He's given up 53 hits, 29 runs. 21 of those runs were earned. He has walked 11. He has struck out 41. 12 of those strikeouts were looking for pitch inside half called strike. In the batter's box, two-hitter, number 10, Dane Gorris. Dane Gorris is the shortstop. Here comes a left-handed hurdler pitch. Keith Brooks, and a swing and a miss by Gorris. Count goes 0-2. Right-handed batter's box facing the lefty. Keith and Brooks both feet on the rubber. Here comes the pitch. Outside and tall, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning. Attica batting. The 7-0 ball game. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Going to be glove right there without a glove. Head coach at third base. Brian Driver. Who would stay in the box without 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Once we wind up, here comes the 1-2. Inside edge, strike call. One out, bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter to step in. Three hitter, number 22, Seth Miller. Seth Miller, the catcher for the Attica Red Ramblers. Going to step in, bat right-handed. Seth Miller, the 22. First pitch, low for ball one. Miller has played in 24 games. Mitchell Miller, 79 plate appearances, 62 at-bats. Batting 339. Here comes the pitch. Going to foul one right side, out of play. Seth Miller, that's 339 batting average. He's got an on-base percentage of 481. He has scored 15 runs. He's got 21 hits on the season. He has four doubles. And he has one triple. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Right below the kneecaps across the plate for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Seth Miller does the catching. He's got 21 RBI. He leads the team in RBI. He'll take a drive to left center. He's going to back up the left center, left fielder, Jackson Kane, and Tyler Fox. Fox picks it up against the board there. Home run fence went across the warning track. And there's another double off the bat of Seth Miller. He has five doubles to this point. So he'll put the sliding mitt on. He stay at second base. One out. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stepping in, the four hitter. Number 11, Graydon Watkins. Working from the stretch. Keaton Brooks out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Low for ball one. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Signal given. Coach Brian Driver. You get a lead there, second base. Hovering there, holding him on is Hudson Gutline, the second baseman. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Braden Watkins, he's played in 24 games. Braden Watkins stepping back in. Where's number 11? Out of the set, here comes the pitch. The foul one right side out of play. Braden Watkins interdict ball game with 59 plate appearances, 56 at-bats. He has a 319 on-base percentage. He has 8 RBI. He has a teammate at second base. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Check second base. Here's a 2-2. Ground ball. Back to Keaton Brooks. They'll look at second. They'll go to first. They'll throw to third base. And they get the out at third base. And they'll get their double play. And it might have been a gift because I think T.J. Bell probably came off that bag before the ball hit the glove. Glad I was an umpire. So then I sit out of the inning with a double play. So after four complete Knights, 7, Red Ramblers, 0. So the Knights are going to use some bullpen activity again. Evan Deanhart is going to go down there and get some throws in, do some pitching. Evan Deanhart. And then we'll mention the Red Ramblers and play defensively. The Knights are going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by ScriptsandFishers.com. Since 1983, ScriptsandFishers.com celebrating their 40th anniversary right there in Fishers, Indiana. We'll mention they have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2221. And we'll also mention that number again is 317-842-2221. They have two Hamilton County locations. One location is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, their second location, Tripp's in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right here between Noblesville and Westfield. You can dial them up there at 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com. FRITZ. Stepping in for the night, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton steps in. Now on the pitcher's rubber is Braden Watkins for Attica. First pitch inside edge, strike call. Braden Watkins, now the pitcher for the Red Ramblers. Work from the windup, here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Third base, Tristan Miller. Throw across the diamond, and they'll get the put out with Abe Remakulis. There's one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Next batter will step in. Could be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to face Watkins for the first time. There comes the wind in the pitch. Backdoor curveball from the right-handed pitcher. Braden Watkins in there for a strike. Facing the lefty, Caden Minnick. Working quick, here's the pitch. Going to foul one, left side, out of play. Braden Watkins wears number 11. He has one in the third innings under his belt. This is appearance number two. He's allowed two hits. He's allowed seven runs. Four of those runs were earned. Here comes the pitch. Back up the middle, base hit to the grass, center field. Picked up there by Tyler Stamper. And Kate Minnick is aboard with a base hit to center field. So Braden Watkins will mention, Watkins has walked four batters. He has not struck a batter out. He has faced 14 batters entering this play, and he's thrown 43 pitches. Step in is Evan Gehart, the two-hitter. Third base, Tristan Miller up on the lip of the grass to play a bunt. Full swing, shortstop, picked up by Dane Gorham. Couldn't quite get the pickup. Going to go under the glove. He will go into the grass behind shortstop. He'll pick it up. They'll throw it around. It's going to go out. He throw up against the screen as the shortstop makes the play to third base. A bit too tall for the glove of Tristan Miller. I take that back. At third base now in the ball game for Attica is number 9, Abe Remakulis. So he moves over to third base. Stepping into bat, Ryan Schumer, last at bat, took one to the warning track in right center, caught by Tyler Stamper. First pitch, low and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out, top of the fifth inning. Nice batting. They are the visiting team. They're at the top of the bracket. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball climbs in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Schumer batting 395 in that left-handed batter's box. Out of set. Braden Watkins. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball again in there for a strike. Ryan Schumer going to have to swing the bat. One ball, two strikes out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Watkins. High for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick at third base. Evan Gehart at second base. One out, top of the fifth. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Count goes full. Full count. Keaton Brooks getting ready to bat. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. High for ball four. Take that back. Lucas Gerke in the ball game. He's playing first base. That might have been him that pulled away from the play early. They get a pickle right there. Cade Mink in a pickle. They're in a rundown between third and home. And then they're going to get the out there. Cade Mink in a rundown. And rundowns aren't a lot of fun. Sometimes you can turn around quickly and run into one of their players and get the free base. But that's difficult to do. So Lucas Gerke, left-handed batter, will step in. Lucas Gerke on the season. He's played in 11 games. Batting 333. Pickoff move. The fake it to third base. High school is the only league you can fake it to third base. Time out on the diamond. Seth Miller going to walk out. Talk with the pitcher, Braden Watkins. I grab two aboard, second and third base with two outs. Lucas Gerke, the left-handed batter, is going to step back in. 6 foot, 155, a member of the sophomore class. Working from the wire fresh, now the set. Braden Watkins, going to foul one back, out of play. Lucas Gerke. No balls, one strike, he'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set, Braden Watkins, Lucas Gerke. Gonna foul one left side. First, pretty quick hands through the zone right there, working the bat. Takes it the other way, out of play. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Back to a curveball, pitches away. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at Stegels. Braden Watkins out of a set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. He's going to foul another one back out of play. Let's stay in the box. So one ball, two strikes. Steps back in, ball's made live. Runners at second and third with two out. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Lucas Gerke. High for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. 70 degrees for a high today. It's a Monday, it's going to be 83 on Memorial Day. Out of the set, the 2-2. We take a drive to right center, it's going to drop in. Lucas Gerke with the base hit. Score is from second base for the Knights. Is Ryan Elsner. Ryan Elsner does the running at second base. Comes in to score. Ryan Elsner on the season. Scores. Double check here. Scores a run. And he now has 9 scored runs on the season. Ryan Elsner. And a base hit for Lucas Gerke. Gerke has his second hit on the season. And his second RBI. Pickoff move, first base, back safely, head first. Here's Gerke. This batter for the Knights is number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane had a pretty good drive to the left field a couple of at-bats ago. That's pretty much right at the left fielder. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Ball inside. One ball, no strike. Lucas Gerke gets signals from Coach Bordnick. Lucas Gerke has 1 stolen base, has not been thrown out. Out of set, here comes the pitch from Watkins. Ground ball foul, just left of third base. Just foul. That goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Top of the fifth inning, 2 runs in. To step back in, Jackson Kane, past the plate. Working from the stretch, Braden Watkins out of the set. Here comes the pickoff move, first base. Back safely. Is Gerke. Playing first base now, Madigan, 34, Lane Wilson. We're getting some stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Back up the middle. It's going to be a base hit. Round at second base is Gerke. We'll go to third base, and the Knights have runners on the corners with two out. So Tyler Fox, you're going to step in and hit by pitch a couple of times. You're going to step in now and clean the home plate off. Two outs, top of the fifth, nice bang. Wind blowing pretty good. Covington in North Vermilion going to play next. North Vermilion going to be the visiting team. Here I am looking at six. Braden Watkins. Now out of the set. Runners on the corner. First pitch to Tyler Fox. Outside of ball. Let's try to score at home plate. He's going to make it. Lucas Gerke. Crosses the plate with a slide for the 10th run for the Knights. Knights have 9 hits in the ballgame. Attica has 1 hit in the ballgame. At second base is Jackson Kane. Tyler Fox, right-handed batter. 1 ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox, we'll mention Tyler Fox batting .241. .323 on base percentage. Tyler Fox, a member of the senior class. There are 6 seniors on the Knights ball team. Here comes the pitch. Hit by pitch. Tyler Fox, I believe that's 3. I'm writing it down. I think it is 3. Tyler Fox. Say, well, he's going to be bruised. He's a pretty fragile young man anyway. He jogs down. He'll stretch out right there standing on first base. So Tyler Fox now leads the team in hit by pitch with 8. So he'll get a lead there at first base. Off second base. Stepping in. Hudson Gutwein. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge. Strike call. Breaking pitch. Might have got a piece of the dish. Count goes 0-1. Hudson Gutwein. Peering in looking at signals. Braden Watkins out of the set. Here comes the 0-1. High for ball 1. Seth Miller had to come up out of the crouch to pick up that baseball. Kemp goes 1-1. Tearing in looking at signals once again. Long tier is number 11. He's a junior. Braden Watkins, the pitcher. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in high for ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. Steps back in. Working from the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second. They're going to hover. Second baseman Chase Sykes. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a base hit. Left field on the grass. Coming in from second, round and third to score the second run here in the top of the fifth is Jackson Kane. So base hit RBI off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, sophomore athlete, 5-year, 50, listed as a pitcher and an infielder. Hudson Gutwein playing second base in this game. Runners at first and second, stepping back in, Keith Brooks. First pitch comes in high for ball 1. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks will miss it on the season. Keith Brooks, 28 plate appearances, 23 at-bats. Here's the pitch. Tight. Going to get off the glove. He'll go back to the screen. Seth Miller going to retrieve it. And the Knights move up 90 feet, both runners. Knights now have runners at second and third base. Keaton Brooks will miss it. It's an on-base position, 3-1. He's got 1 RBI. He has scored 5 runs. Working out of set. Braden watching. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Brooks. He's going to take a drive to right field. It's going to be effortless for him. Couldn't catch it. Looking for the baseball. Coming in to score is Hudson Gutwein from second base. So Keaton Brooks picks up another RBI. Keaton Brooks now has 2 RBI on the season. So Coach Fournier going to run for Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks is the pitcher of record. And jogging out to run for him is going to be Gus Sandberg. Gus Sandberg going to get a dose of running. They'll go out to second base. He'll run for Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, Keaton Brooks, a pitcher of record, and so is Gus Sandberg. He's a pitcher, freshman class, doing a heck of a job. Going to pop one up on the infield. It's Mikey Stapleton. It'll be a foul territory, and the catch is going to be made by first baseman, number 34. That's Lane Wilson. So the Knights are out of the inning. Knights pick up 6 in the top of the 5th. So at the end of 4.5, Knights 13, Red Rambler 0. Going back out to pitch here, going to be a new pitcher. It's going to be Evan Dehart. Evan Dehart going out to get some pitching in. And we'll mention Evan Dehart on the season. 16 2/3 innings under his belt. This is appearance number 10 for Dehart. He has faced 90 batters. He's thrown 315 pitches. We mentioned Evan Dehart has a win-loss record of 3 wins, 1 loss. And he has struck out. He has given up 22 hits. He has given up 12 runs. 9 of those runs were earned. He has walked 8. He has struck out 13. 6 of those 13 strikeouts went down looking. And Adam Dehart, sometimes, he does hit batters. I'm not going to mention the number, but he's working on that. Let's throw one down at second base. They put it back in the glove of Evan Dehart. And stepping into bat here in the bottom of the 5th for the Red Ramblers is going to be number 8, Luke Blankenship. Luke Blankenship, he's played in 24 games. Luke Blankenship, 62 plate appearances. I take that back. 73 plate appearances, 60 at-bats, first pitch from Dehart. Low for ball 1. Luke Blankenship, an on-base percentage of .319. He has scored 13 runs. He has 11 hits on the season. Outside, ball 2. Luke Blankenship has 13 RBI. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Blankenship on the season has walked 4 times. He has been hit by pitch 8 times. Outside half, strike called. Count goes 2-2. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes a wind from Dehart. Short off the glove. Now catching for the Knights is number 3, Jackson Payne. At first base for the Knights is number 10, Lucas Gerke. Pitch comes in. Swing and miss. There's one out. The bottom of the 5th inning. Next batter going to step in. Number 24, Tristan Miller. Tristan Miller started out at third base. And we'll mention Tristan Miller on the season. 66 plate appearances, 53 official at-bats. First pitch comes in, a strike called. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes a line. Here comes the 0-1 from Dehart. Foul back to the screen. Tristan Miller, 24 games, batting .208, .364 on base percentage. He has scored 16 runs. He has 11 hits. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. He'll walk back to the dugout. There are 2 outs. Golden straight pass right there. Stepping in. He'll be number 34, Lane Wilson. Lane Wilson, a freshman. He'll step in. 36 played appearances. 27 at bats. He's played in 17 games. This is number 18. First pitch from Beanhart. Swing a miss. The 34, Lane Wilson, started this game as the pitcher. Now is the first baseman of record. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Lane Wilson, freshman class member. He scored 6 runs. He's got 2 hits. He's got 7 RBI. Swing and a miss. And that will complete the ball game. Final score, Knights 13, Red Ramblers 0. They'll cross in front of home plate. They'll shake hands. And we'll mention the next team on the agenda for Central Catholic. Central Catholic will play on Monday, the 29th, and Memorial Day. They'll play at 11 a.m., and they'll play the winner of this next game coming up. It's going to be North Vermilion in Covington. And they'll warm up, get ready to play. And 7:07, it's going to be close. They'll probably start about 7:45 or so. Putting in Sports is not going to cover the North Vermilion Covington game. I'm going to stick around and watch a lot of the game. But we do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. And I hope you'll tune in Monday about 10:45. And we'll try to have an open mic. Probably a little sooner. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.